Delaware could see soon add more limits on federal immigration enforcement in the state. From the Delaware desk, WHYY, Sarah Mueller has more.
Two bills sponsored by State Representative Mara Gorman target ICE arrests and private prisons. One piece of legislation would bar civil arrests in courthouses and at some Department of Labor offices. Gorman says she moved to file the bill after seeing ICE agents arresting undocumented people at courthouses in other states.
When that happens, it doesn't just affect the person who gets arrested. It sends a message to everyone in the community they come from. Don't come to court. Don't show up as a witness. Don't pursue the protection the law offers you.
House Democrats passed that bill last month. Another piece of legislation would block the state from working with private prison contractors. The House could vote on that later this month. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
As Philadelphia tries to reduce the amount of trash it sends to landfills and a controversial incinerator in Chester, the Parker administration says it's boosting efforts to divert more waste away from conventional disposal methods. The director of the city's Clean and Green Initiatives, Carlton Williams, says one potential option is to use an anaerobic digester system to turn kitchen and yard waste into fertilizer and biogas, which can then be used for heating in industrial applications.
Right now, our water department uses digesters in the city of Philadelphia to do sludge waste and turn it into energy. So the capability is there. We could do the same thing for food waste, organic material, whether it be using existing city resources or having a public-private partnership where one is built here.
Williams said he visited a digester facility in Chicago last year, and he's working with PGW to see whether it would be financially feasible to build a similar system in Philadelphia. We're looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine today, still cool this morning in the mid-40s. Temperatures will climb to a high near 60 degrees this afternoon.